Willie 1550 and 98.7. Hello there, I'm Kenny Graves, and on the phone with me, I am honored to say I have a little piece of country music royalty. He has 76 charted singles to his credit, including 23 top 10 hits, 5 number ones, 3 consecutive gospel number ones from his latest album, which was his 34th album, My Gospel Roots. He's referred to as the Singer's Singer, and one time on Nashville Now with Ralph Emery, T. Graham Brown called him the last true honky-tonk singer. He was inducted into the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame in 2002, and there is a strong grassroots push to have him inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, an honor that is well-deserved and long overdue. The pride of my hometown of Paris, Texas. He even has a street name for him there. I'm talking about Gary Gene Watson. Mr. Gene, good morning, yep. Sir.
How you doing, Kenny?
I'm great. I see you're still a very busy man.
Yeah, we're working pretty good, thanks to the fans out there.
You have a rabid fan base.
Well, yeah, and you know, and that's what keeps us going. I mean, if we didn't have the track record that we do and have the fan base that we do, we probably wouldn't be working that much, but boy, it's a thrill for us to go from city to city and visit with all the fans and make the good traditional country music.
And that you do. And that tour schedule is unrelenting. I guess you started full-time as a musician, in 1975 with Love in the Hot Afternoon. You want to kind of give a synopsis of that for the folks who may not know?
Well, actually, I was doing country music before then. Well, I started, I guess, back in '62, and worked the clubs, and, you know, around the big city of Houston, and had quite a following down here and everything. And in '74, late '73, early '74, a couple of guys heard me and liked what I sounded like and offered to take me to Nashville, and so we did, and we released a few songs off of independent labels. One being an old Ray Charles, Ray Letts song called Bad Water. And that was the first song that ever got into the national charts for me. And that got Capitol Records attention. They signed me and released Love in the Hot Afternoon in 1975. And it turned out to be the number 4 song for the entire year. And that's kind of where it all got started in 1975.
Okay, and a man who works as much as you do has to have some relaxing time, because you work about every week of the year. But when you have time off, I know you have a passion for working on automobiles. And if I understand, you have a shop down there around Houston.
Yeah, I've had it for quite a while. It's called a toy shop. And of course, my older brother used to kind of, you know, keep his thumb on it and everything, run it for me. And, of course, he passed away, and it's been kind of sitting there, you know, not doing anything for the last few years. But I just gave it a uplift, a facelift, and rebuilt the shop. And my son and I kind of piddle around over there in it a little bit once in a while. But it's just a pastime, you know, hobby of mine. And music's still the number one thing on the front burner, you know.
Yeah, and as a young child, you began singing with the family, correct?
Yeah, my first memory of ever being able to sing was in church, and so did my mom, dad, and all my brothers and sisters. And then my brother that's younger than me, Jesse, we decided to do some music together, and which we did for a few years, and then he kind of, you know, tailed off. He didn't much want to stick with it, and I just kept on kind of nibbling away at it, you know, here and there, never dreaming that I'd ever make a career of it, but... Yeah, it's just been music with me. Although working on my own cars has been my primary, you know, way of making a living and putting groceries on the table up until '75, and then in '75, well, I hit the road, and the folks have been good to me since.
All right. Well, you've got a lot going on here coming up. 4th of July, and by the way, a happy 4th to you. You're going to be playing Willie's Picnic over around Austin at the Austin 360 Amphitheater.
Yes, we were. And really, we were there last year, but a storm kind of blew the stage up and everything, and we didn't get to go on. So they wanted to have us back, and hopefully the weather will kind of, you know, be nice to us, and we're looking forward to it. Yeah, we're working Willie's Picnic. We're also working out Slater Hall, too, on the 13th. which is, you know, kind of in that area. So we'd like to invite everybody to come down there and visit with us, too.
Yes, Schrader Hall, second oldest dance hall in Texas. So that ought to be a lot of fun. And,
yeah.
then you're going to be down in our area once again in September playing the Waller County Fair. So that'll be September 28th. So you're making the rounds.
Yeah, that'll be great. We're looking forward to it.
And you're a pretty popular gentleman on RFD TV. I see you have a TV taping coming up for Larry's Country Diner. So I see you're going to be heading out to do that as well, correct?
Yeah, when we get through with the picnic, we'll be heading toward Nashville. And I'm kind of in the process of putting a new CD project together, gathering material for it. And we're going to be doing Larry's Country Diner tapings while we're up there, and along with some more business. And it's just it's busy, but I'd rather have it that way than, you know, the other way.
Yes, sir. And it was about 6 weeks ago, we had one of your good buddies on, Mr. Mo Bandy. And I was just curious for my – yeah, he had some nice things to say about you. You guys are just nuts. But is there any chance we're going to have a Gene and Mo show reunion at any point in the future?
You know, I don't know, but it seems like every time we work together, which we just worked a date together here a couple of weeks ago, and it's always a reunion anytime we get together and work on the same stage. But Mo is probably one of my best friends and longest, dearest friends that in the business, and we always have a time. I mean, we're at each other all the time, and of course the people, they're always telling me what he said about me, and they're always telling him what I said about him, and it kind of keeps rolling. But Mo's a good one. Hopefully we'll get to do some shows in the area and people come out and visit with us.
I would like to see that. And you're a very active guy on social media. Now, I've been a friend with you on Facebook forever, but apparently you're on Twitter, too, and I was unaware of this, but they can follow you on social media. Is there anywhere else they can find you out there?
Well, you know, Facebook, of course, you know. You know how much of that to believe. I mean, you can find out all you want to find out on Facebook, but we just enjoy the people going to the webpage, GeneWatsonMusic.com. And you can find out all the things that's going on. You can buy our products at the online store. You can find out where we're going to be playing, you know, where the bus broke down last and all of that stuff. So we'd like to visit with the people, you know, in any part of the media. Just tune in GeneWatsonMusic.com and visit with us. And yeah, that's the going thing right now.
It certainly is, and it's a great platform if you use it wisely, and you're active on there. And even on your website, you do put out the newsletter pretty regular as well, and that's very great to read.
Well, we try our best to keep our fans informed, and they tell us every show how much they appreciate it, and we feel like as long as we include them and let them know what's going on and everything, well, they're going to try their best to stay in touch with us better. So, you know, it's a... You know, it's hard to thank those fans for how valuable they are. I mean, thanks is not a good enough word. So we try our best to show our appreciation in every way. Every place that we work, permitting, I always sign autographs, shake hands, you know, and take pictures and all that stuff. I try my best to, you know, accommodate all the fans in every way I can.
Yes, sir. Well, I hope you have a fantastic rest of the year. I hope you have a great 4th of July, too. Happy birthday, America. But and we look forward to maybe getting you back on before this big show down in Waller in September. That would be a great thing and to kind of pump that show up. But thank you so much for coming on with us and talking to the folks.
I appreciate you, Kenny. Thank you for taking time out to talk to me and all the folks out there. Just remember the 4th of July. Excuse me. I'm kind of clogged up here, but we're gonna have fun, you know, and I don't need to tell you that picnic's a big deal, and we're just really thankful that we're a part of it, and of course Schrader Hall and then the Waller County Fair, they're all important to us. We appreciate all the folks, and hopefully they'll come out and visit with us.
The singer's singer, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gene Watson. I'm Kenny Graves for Willie 1550 and 98.7.